Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at CMAX Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down CMAX Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at CMAX Dragway.
WFORadio.com presents NHRA Nitro.
I'm Joe Costello, and this is WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. A weekly look inside the baddest motorsport in the world, NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing.
It's side by side, it's competition, and it's who wins, and then the cheer of the crowd.
Join me as we go WFO with the stars of drag racing.
Hey, I'm Bob Tasca.
I'm Tony Schumacher.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
Hey, this is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
NHRA track announcer Alan Reinhardt stops by each week to break down each race and answer your email questions.
I mean, the Nitro cars put on a tremendous show. They're otherworldly machines. But for people that are really interested in cars, I mean, you wander through the Superstock pits, and if you're wondering why you don't see 69 Camaros running around on the street anymore, it's because they're all out there in the stock and Superstock pits.
Racing fans from around the globe, it's time to go WFO with Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro, from the 33rd Annual Lucas Oil Nationals. What a show we are going to have. Interviews with the winner, the one winner, Morgan Lucas. Wins his home race, or the most important race to his family. And we are going to hear from Morgan on this show. Frankly, folks, the event just ended. It was a wild event. It was a crazy event. You can't even begin to imagine all the different things that went down behind the scenes at the Lucas Oil Nationals. Under threatening skies all day long, we got it in. I can't even believe it, frankly. But we're going to try our best to catch up with Morgan and his family to talk about his Top Fuel win. Of course, the remainder of the events will be run at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. Stick with us as we interview the winner in Top Fuel, Morgan Lucas, on WFO Radio. Well, folks, we start the show off the same way each week. This time a little different, though. Same characters, different location. We are at Brainerd International Raceway. It is misting upon us, and I'm here with the voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhardt. Alan, this has got to go down in the books as one of the weirder ones.
We're in Brainerd, and it's misting on us. I believe that term was used more times today than hole shot win, low ET, new track record, or... Well, maybe not quite, but it's been a bizarre day.
We have one winner on the show this week. It is Morgan Lucas. It's like the Morgan Lucas Lucas Oil Special at the 33rd Annual Lucas Oil Nationals. Morgan wins it in a part-time ride. How difficult must that be?
Well, Morgan's not racing full-time, but that doesn't mean that his team's not racing full-time. You know, yes, he's got some guys that fly in that don't do this week in and week out, but he still has a full-time race team out there. Obviously, Richie Crampton's car's been running well. He's in the countdown. When Richie went out this morning, as much as that dismays the Lucas team, it really was a good thing for Morgan, because now Aaron Brooks can basically put all of his efforts and all of his thoughts into one car. If the part-time team needed help, the full-time guys were there to dive in, so it ended up being a bonus for Morgan, and it was just a bizarre day. You know, run a couple of cars, wait an hour, run around, wait 2 hours, try to run something else, okay, push these guys out of the way, we're going to run these guys. And the fact that round one of Top Fuel ran, one pair of funny cars ran, and then we went into, what, a two-and-a-half-hour delay or something like that. So Top Fuel was one round ahead of everybody else. That's the only reason Top Fuel finished, and nobody else did. The Sportsman cars are all going to run at Earlville, Iowa in a couple of weeks. Alcohol, Dragster, and Funny Car will finish up at Indy in a couple of weeks, and Pro Stock and Funny Car will finish up at Indy in a couple of weeks.
Which WFO will be there. It will be very exciting. So many different things happened. The 272s in Top Fuel really standing out. Those cars making the final round. Doug Coletta, another final round. And Morgan getting the job done in a pedal fest. Huge explosion. Just a lot going on.
I'm glad the final round went down like it did. Not that glad that somebody blew up. But if you sit through a day like this, and the final round is one guy smokes the tires, the other guy runs 375, you almost feel like it's a letdown. If they'd have both run flames up to the lights, 372, 373, would have been great. The way it went down was amazing. Everybody that stayed and braved the rain and the cold and the long, miserable day to sit outside and try to get a drag race in left knowing that they saw something special was the last thing they saw. And at least they, you know, that way everybody leaves with a, well, that was a long day, but wow, wasn't that cool. Everybody will be talking about that final round on the way home, not the fact that it rained for a good chunk of the day.
Final round coming up in Funny Car, going to be a special one also.
Yeah, John Force, who has had so much success here, I believe 16 final rounds. He's won this race 11 times. Ron Capps has been to the final of this race for the last 4 years. He's the defending champion. If John wins it, there's an interesting little number one qualifier stat, but I'm going to save that for whether John wins it when we get to Indy. It'll be a part of qualifying in Indy. And, you know, something I hadn't thought about, but the stat guy from ESPN mentioned earlier, Ron and John will go to Indy with a chance to triple up. I mean, whoever wins the Brainerd Final, which will be run early in the weekend, if they should go on and win the Tracks of Shootout, because both those guys are in it, and then if they should go on, that could be one of those weekends you dream about, picking up three trophies in 4 days.
And Jason Lyon, the hometown boy here at Brainerd, has been trying so hard to win this race.
He's got the best car here. There's no doubt he's got the best car here. He's probably going to be the favorite when we get to Indy. But congratulations, you won Brainerd. When his friends, his family, and all the people that he really wants to celebrate with won't be there, he'll have a trailer or a trophy that says Lucas Oil Nationals, Brainerd International, but he will not have won it at his home racetrack. So it'll still be special, but it won't be quite as. I think Jason will take the win no matter what. You know, you look at Dave River in the semifinals. He's never won a round of racing before. Gets around Erica when she has problems. Gets around Conley when he has problems. But, you know, they don't ask how. They ask how many. And he lit two wind lights today, and a lot of other guys didn't.
And as you mentioned, though, the field may catch up during this time off.
Well, it's just Indy is a different animal. Everybody's got time off. Everybody's got time to test. You know, you look at Jason's going to run Dave River on his side of the ladder. You would think that Jason would have a significant performance advantage over Dave, even though he does have an elite motor in the car. You know, Dave doesn't do this a lot. He's not going to have all the transmission ratios, all the setups, all the stuff that the other guys do. You know, he certainly was the underdog today against both cars he ran. They both got in trouble, and he got it down the track. So that's the bottom line. But you know, you look at who else is still in this deal, and those are full-time touring cars that are out here that do this week in and week out. And if they have an opportunity to figure out why they haven't been as quick this weekend as they should have been, then they could certainly close the gap.
We had an incident in Top Dragster. Scary moment. Two cars, actually, in the wall. Of course, the race just ended, so when people hear this, things will have evolved. But at the moment, just Top Dragster shows you that all of these cars are extremely fast.
Well, you know, the Top Dragster's running in the six-second zone, a lot of them over 200 miles an hour. I really can't comment on the particular incident. I didn't see it. I was in the TV truck when it happened. I wasn't in the tower. I wasn't. And I won't speculate on what happened, especially something I didn't see.
Absolutely. Great idea. Alan, great job. What a race. What an event. When I woke up this morning, never would have guessed we would have made it to the final round in anything. And here we are with a Top Fuel winner, Morgan Lucas, at the Lucas Oil event. Charlotte is going to be on the show. She was absolutely over the moon about putting that winner's medal on her son.
Yeah, it's a pretty special deal. Charlotte, who serves as the trophy person here at the Lucas Oil Nationals at Brainerd, has for years. Morgan has won this race before, so they've been able to share that special moment before. And, you know, hey, a mom giving her son a trophy after watching him earn it in one of the toughest fields in Top Fuel is a pretty special moment. I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say.
Alan, great job as usual. Thank you very much. Long day, but we made it.
Long day. And the race isn't over yet, so I guess the after Indy show we'll have five different winners, six different winners, eight different winners. It'll be the winningest winners show in the history of the U.S. Nationals.
There you go, or maybe from the U.S. Nationals. We'll do the Brainerd winners show, some more programming, as we do some WFO stuff from India as well. Alan, thank you very much. Great job as usual. Certainly appreciate the time.
Thanks, Joe. We will talk to you next week.
We'll be back with more on WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. But first, I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. The Dragster Adventure. What is more fun than driving a dragster? I don't know if you would know, because not too many people have gotten the opportunity to drive a dragster. Open a browser. Go to frankhawley.com. Try to find out more. How about that? It happens anytime, anywhere, especially at NHRA Mellow Yellow Series events. I got to cut that guy a check now, probably. But listen, if you want to feel it, open a browser. It's called the Dragster Adventure. Go to frankhawley.com to find out more.
This is WFO Radio. Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at CMAX Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down CMAX Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at CMAX Dragway.
Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found and Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Here with Forrest Lucas. Forrest, we spoke many times on the mic here this week, and now we're doing it for WFO Radio, except we're doing it from the winner's circle.
The winner's circle.
Did you have this in mind on Friday when you rolled in here that this could happen?
Actually, I wasn't expecting it. When we came in Friday, we didn't know it, but we had some electrical problems. And it took about three runs to get it figured out what it was. So we got that fixed. So actually the first race this morning was sort of a tune-up, to tell you the truth. So then we were into it after that. To win, you know, you got to have some luck as well as being good, you know. And our guys did a great job of tuning up. Morgan did a fantastic job of driving. And that last one was, it's so spectacular because here it is. It's half dark, you know, almost dark. The rain's already down there. The guys are wiping the windshields off. It's like an old Wild West thing, you know. Both guys going down there, boom, boom, zoop, 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 you know. A fiddle fest.
Huge ball of fire.
A big ball of fire just across the line there with a $40,000 motor, you know. But I mean, the lights came on over the winter side, so I couldn't help but smile. Motor or not. It was
unbelievable. Great. Go celebrate.
I will. Thank you very much.
ever wonder what an NHRA hat dance is like, the Lucas Oil Top Field Dragster of Morgan Lucas and Geico is in the winner's circle, and Rob Geiger is orchestrating the changing of the hats for the multitude of photographs for each of the sponsors on board this 25th anniversary Top Fuel Dragster. Photographers of the NHRA are gathered around, all in position to take these photographs, many of them who have been on WFO Radio. Go back in the archive, see Mark Rabilis over there, and Richard Shute over there. Let's listen.
Ready? Morgan, up this way. Aaron, quit checking your phone. Big cheer again on three. One, two, three.
Yay! Perfect.
All right, Mac Tools.
And the hats go into the crowd. That's why you should always come to the winner's circle. You might get a hat. In the switching of the hats. These are happy people. What a day. What a spectacular day. And this is a great time to remind you to subscribe to WFO Radio so you can hear more stuff like this. It has been a long weekend. Morgan calling the Geico guys into the photograph. Rodson Torby.
Up here, Mac Tools. We got one more after this. Come on.
Rob, tighten up a little. Right up here. Good. Big cheer for Mac. One, two, three.
Woo!
Okay. Toyota.
Maybe not quite a million hats, but definitely a lot. Another one goes out to the crowd. Morgan wearing the medallion of victory. His mother gave him the trophy and the medallion at the top end of the racetrack. Of course, by now, I'm sure you've seen that on ESPN2. If not, thank you for listening to WFO Radio. A fireball gets around Doug Coletta on a pedal fest. Both machines had run 372. Unreal performances in the top 10 quickest runs of all time.
Alright, that's all we got. Up here.
Rob, Richie, tighten up a little bit for me. Alright. Right up here, everyone. Good. Big Toyota cheer. One, two, three.
Toyota!
Alright, I need mom and dad and friends.
We're going to try to get in there and speak with Morgan. Speak with Charlotte and catch up with a Top Fuel winner here on this edition of WFO Radio. Stick around. Here in the winner's circle, a Lucas Oil winner's circle, and the Geico driver, Richie Crampton, is here. Richie, the crew celebrates. We talked this morning. First round didn't go the way you want, but on this day, pretty successful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what Morgan just did there in the final by getting around Coletta and getting the win at a Lucas Oil and what feels like a hometown race for us. You know, the Lucas Oil Nationals here in Brainerd is just huge for everyone at Morgan Lucas Racing. So for Morgan to get the win, it definitely made me forget about being beat on all shot this morning. But an amazing job these guys do. You know, they're a part-time crew, and obviously this is only their third outing, and to get a round win and run 372 earlier today was pretty special. So hats off to these guys. They did a fantastic job. The Geico team helped a lot. Aaron Brooks, Jeff Edwards, Rod Centorby did a fantastic job today.
How about it? Just the way this event went. You're in your rookie season. You've seen some races. They've been some wacky ones. Atlanta was a little zany. This one, how does this rank? Have you seen anything like a race like this?
Nah, you know, it's definitely one for the record books for sure. I mean, rain delays always make it a little more interesting, and then you get them cool conditions where you can really get after it. And to win the final in a fireball after a big pedal fest like that,
that's hero stuff, right?
Exactly. We've been talking about this for a while.
Well, go enjoy it, go celebrate, and thanks for always making the time for us on WFO.
Thanks.
In the winner's circle with Aaron Brooks, crew chief of the Geico Top Fuel Dragster. I've heard this has been a collective effort by the entire team. When you watch Morgan go down there in a fireball right after running a 72, win the race against Doug Coletta, that had to be a tremendous moment for this entire organization.
Yeah, it was. It was really a team effort. These guys all worked together. They pitched in. We had a couple little hiccups along the way, and everybody pulled together, and you know, kind of worked out in the end.
Having Morgan back out here, how is it different? How is it the same? Richie is doing such a great job, got his first win, but Morgan has been elevating his game every time he gets in the car, and I think we saw that here today.
Yeah, he won that one for us. You know, we smoked tires, and you know, I guess fortunately Doug's car smoked tires. They've been running good, and I said before we went up there, I go, there's either going to be probably a couple 370 flats or there's going to be a lot of tire smoke, and obviously we all smoked tires, and Morgan got it done for us, so that was even though he's only done this couple races this year, he hadn't lost one bit of his touch. He's on it every run. So
is that what you were shooting for, a 70?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we could run it, you know, but it just didn't stick.
I think it might have been more exciting this way. Congratulations, just tremendous to watch you guys go out here, pull together as a team, and get the job done. Now, how are you going to celebrate this one, Aaron?
I want to sleep. I'm tired. If I get a good night's sleep, that's going to be all I need.
Long day, right? Did you think we would get to the final round?
It was a little iffy. As much as it sprinkled and you know missed it off, and I think it was even misting when we ran the final. So at least feel bad for the other guys that didn't get to run, but just glad it worked out. You know, our sponsor race, Forrest doesn't get to come to too many, so the fact he was here and you know. We got their 25th anniversary, got a special paint job. So it, you know, pretty much that was like the icing on the cake.
Huge, huge deal. Aaron Brooks, go celebrate. Thanks for taking the time on WFO.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Now we've got Charlotte Lucas. Charlotte, you and I have been conversing on the starting line all day, and everything has been my responsibility, my fault. Not except for this.
No, this is not your fault, and none of the rest of it was either. It was just everybody was blaming you.
Exactly. We were having a good time. This has been such a good time event, even dealing with the weather today and just some zaniness out there on the track, to end up putting the medallion around the neck of your son. Explain that.
Well, it's the first time I've got to do it. They quit, you know, they used to give the medallions, and this is Morgan's fourth win in Top Fuel up here. And it's the first time I've been able to be the one to put the medallion around his neck. And I'm so proud of him and all of the boys that work on the team, because this is a kind of a hodgepodge. We don't have the same guys every trip, but it's been wonderful, and these boys work so hard.
Was that something that when he would win and come home with the Wally and you weren't here, was that tugging at your heart?
It always tugs at my heart, because if he's going to go 300-plus miles an hour, I want to be there. He's married now, so I really don't have any say-so about anything. But I still want to be there in case something was to ever happen. He had a wreck in a super comp car and when he was 18, 12 years ago. And it tore me up. But I told him, I said, that's it. That's the only one you can have. Don't ever even think about it again.
And you are a super comp racer yourself, so you know what it's like to be in the cockpit of a race car.
Yes, and it is so exciting. I wanted to take the class a long time before I did, because I wanted to see what Morgan fell in love with. And I didn't get to do it until 2004. He had already moved up to Top Fuel. Getting to get in that car and do that, it was 104 both days I was taking the class at Pomona, and it was so exciting. I had to go ahead and get the license. It was just so exciting, and it's so much fun to be out there with the people we sponsor.
Of course, you've got yourself a pretty good driver for your Super Comp car as well, Brad.
The Brad, and he's in the quarterfinals in his car, and he's in the semifinals in my car this weekend, and I can't be happier. I said, I know the car can win. It's just got to be the right nut behind the wheel to make it happen.
Brad's the right nut.
He's the right nut. I'm not. but I had
who knows?
Fun doing it. I had fun doing it.
That's all that matters. Charlotte, thank you very much. I had a great time at this event. It was spectacular, and I can just see this whole family is beaming. Congratulations. Go celebrate.
Thank you so much.
Here in the Mellow Yellow Series winner circle with Top Fuel winner Morgan Lucas. He's wearing the winner's medallion. He's holding the Wally. Congratulations. What a win.
I guess there's hope for part-timers yet. Just really so excited and so blessed to be able to just have this opportunity. And a couple of the guys on the team said they had a good feeling about this weekend. And apparently there's some magic here for us and for our family. We love coming here. We love racing in Minnesota in front of all these great fans. And it's going to be a lot of fun tonight because there's some guys that I've raced with in the past that have come back to work on this team that I've never won a race with. And it's just really a really special night. Hopefully we could do it again this year when my wife and kid are at the races. And just totally ecstatic for everybody at Lucas Oil and Geico. And to be honest with you, we could not have done it without the help of the Geico team and Aaron and all the guys. They helped us after first round every round, and I don't know if we could have even made it if they were going rounds too. It's an interesting dynamic, but it was the true essence of what teamwork is all about, and just watching it in live person, it was amazing.
Couple of things to talk about. First of all, the weather today was just so weird. I never would have imagined we would have gotten to this point in general. You guys uncorked a 72 on this thing, and just to see a couple of 72s, Doug and then you, just uncorked one. How did that run feel?
Oh, it felt like a rocket, especially early in the run. It dropped the cylinder down track, and you know, who knows, it could have ran a little better, but it was like I think the fourth or fifth time I've ever ran a sub 3 second pass to half track, which is really getting it. Almost went 290 miles an hour to half track. Just things just running really hard. To be honest, it's just crazy, that sensation. And I didn't believe that there was a 72 on the board, so I kind of denied it. And then Antron got out of the car down there and said that's what we ran, and it kind of caught me off guard. But, you know, we got to race one or two guys in points today. That's it's kind of cool. We actually got one up on them, and I think it gives hope for us part-time independent kind of guys.
The final round against Doug Coletta, they had run a 72 and were just monsters today, and you had to win it for your team. You've been out of the cockpit. You had to feel the car. You had to make a move. You made a move. You got back in it. He had to be in front of you. Just try your best to recount that run, explain it. There was a fireball. It's just, that's hero stuff.
You know, there was a drizzle coming down on the windshield of the car, and I knew, I mean, we're both in the same boat. I kind of told myself to not focus as much on my reaction time and focus more on recovering if something were to happen, and I'm kind of glad I did. I had a chance to get it out, get off the gas and slap it, and kind of went sideways and kind of did that again, and I got a chance to get the throttle halfway down and start rolling into it, and I had a couple holes out, probably backside of a piston or something early on in the pedaling thing. It's hard on stuff, and then it let go, and right when I was shutting it off, it was one of those really, really just crazy things, very dramatic, hopefully made for good TV, hopefully the fans really liked it, but I know the guys aren't going to like it when they have to tear that thing apart when we get home, but my dad's happy, and at the end of the day, that's all that really matters, you know, keeping the man that really makes all this happen in a good mood with what we're doing.
And your mom, she got to put this medallion around your neck, and that's something she told us was very important to her.
I love both my parents, but my mom's a little easier to please when it comes to things like this. We went first round, and she's ecstatic. We win the race, my dad's ecstatic. You know, he's a guy that demands perfection from a lot of things, and hopefully today he's going to leave here and hang on to some happiness for the next week, or at least until we get to Indy and see what we can do there.
You're going to run Indy?
I'll run Indy, Charlotte, Reading, and Pomona. So we got four more, and we'll have some fun. Hopefully I get to come out and spend some extra time with Mr. Reinhardt over here. But it's... again, just a true blessing.
Go celebrate. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you very much, sir.
The 33rd Lucas Oil Nationals Winner Circle on location. What an event it was. And yes, folks, we are back in the WFO Radio studios in beautiful, sunny South Florida after a travel day. Welcome to all of you first-time listeners. Maybe you're clicking on this link for the very first time. You're hearing the show. Kind of a hybrid show. We would normally interview all the winners in the winner's circle, except there was only one, Morgan Lucas at the Lucas Oil Nationals. Kind of appropriate, and a big thanks to Forrest and Charlotte and Morgan and Richie Crampton and Aaron Brooks and everyone who participated, made a little time for the WFO radio audience. Of course, Alan Reinhart helps us start off the show each week. And if you are a listener who has found the show after spending time out in the zoo in Brainerd, well, welcome to you. I encourage you and would love if you would subscribe to the program. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can download the WFO radio app. It is free for iPhone, for Android. You can listen on TuneIn. You can listen on Stitcher. You can go to the website, WFOradio.com, and check it out. We certainly hope to have you back every week. Think about this. We've got special programming coming up from the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. We'll be doing on-location shows from there. It is going to be great. You hear the ads running for Z-Max Dragway, the first race of the countdown. We will be there as well. So all kinds of good stuff behind the scenes on WFO Radio. We certainly hope to keep you hooked. And remember, it's that time of the year where I have to start telling everybody, we don't take a break during the off season. So when the season ends and you still want to hear something cool during the week, drag racing, motorsports talk, WFO Radio keeps on going. That's right, because we know everybody else stops, and that's where we really make hay. We really lock in a lot of listeners because we know it's all about entertainment. You need a couple of hours of listening entertainment while you work during the week, driving down the road, put an earbud in, whatever you're doing, you listen to WFO Radio. And so I want you to know that. But we got a lot of big stuff coming up, and I'm going to break down some news that has transpired between our on-location interviews in the winner circle at the Lucas Oil Nationals. Plus, I got some zoo stories. I got some things I want to talk about. We'll do that after this. But first, I want to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. I'm seeing more and more photographs posted on Facebook, our Facebook page, and in our Facebook group of WFO listeners ordering up their Rodax, banging the blower, or getting the WFO radio blend of coffee, and getting excellent reports from the listeners that have tried it. You should try it too. If you're a coffee person, of course you are. It's the morning. You want to get started. You want to start your day. Well, why not do it with a little WFO radio blend from RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com? You can either go to our website, WFOradio.com, and click the banner ad. It'll take you right to their front page. Or type in Rodax, R-O-D-A-K-S, coffeeandgrills.com, and check it out. They've got all kinds of blends from all around the world, which makes it very interesting. But they also do their own custom blends, blending a coffee the way a scotch would be blended. Different flavors mixed together to achieve the perfect taste, depending on who you are. I love Bang the Blower. It's a new espresso blend. I really enjoy it. But then Marvin Rodax says, hey, we want to do a WFO radio blend. And of course, that's the greatest thing ever. And it is spectacular. That is the report we're getting from everybody who tries it. You should try it as well. Plus, they do hot sauces. They do barbecue spice rubs that are award-winning in Texas barbecue contests. Now, you know some of the best barbecue in the world is coming out of Texas, and if you can win a contest that has to do with barbecue in Texas, it says you're doing something right. You can get on the phone if you want to kick it old school. You can go to the website, of course. If you want to kick it old school, you want to talk to Marvin, dial 817-924-6821. They're in Fort Worth, Texas, getting ready for the Texas Motorplex. We're all going to hang out down there, going to see Marvin. It's going to be great. 817-924-6821. Hey, Marvin, I hear him talking about you guys on WFO Radio. I want you to send me something good. I highly recommend the hot sauces. I highly recommend the coffees. I highly recommend the spice rub. It is all great. They've got coffee wood for grilling, all kinds of great stuff. Get yourself an order. Check it out. Big supporter of WFO Radio. 817-924-6821. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car champ, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey, this is Joe Costello, and we'll be back to the show in a second. But first, I want to tell you about CompetitionPlus.com. There's a reason CompetitionPlus.com is the leader among drag racing electronic magazines. Their trained staff is always on alert and always asking the tough questions. The end result is hard-hitting drag racing journalism with up-to-the-minute reporting. For over a decade, CompetitionPlus.com has been a pioneer as drag racing's go-to source for the latest in news, race coverage, and high-quality photography. Their trained staff thrives on getting the inside stories, and their columnists study their topics before they hit their first keystroke. When it comes to covering the races, they leave you feeling as if you've actually been to the race. CompetitionPlus.com is an honest-to-goodness, free drag racing magazine, published by the most passionate of drag racing fans, who just happen to be journalists. Don't wonder what's going on in the drag racing world. Be in the know daily. Log on to CompetitionPlus.com.
Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at CMAX Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down CMAX Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at CMAX Dragway.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Welcome back to WFO Radio, our on-location show, a bit abbreviated because of the weather. Now, I said it several times there, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm not fully recovered from a long weekend, 4 days of hardcore action out there at Brainerd International Raceway. And it was a great time in many, many ways. Got there Wednesday afternoon and out at the track all day Thursday. Went real smooth. Went out into the zoo Thursday night. Got to ride on the Nitro Pirate ship. Check out NitroPirate.com to see more about it. It was very cool. I got some photos and videos I will be posting. Everybody very friendly. Very cool. That was Thursday. Then Friday, of course, Mellow Yellow Series hits the track and went back out into the zoo for a little bit. There was a costume contest. It was a great time. It was really fun. A lot of nice people. And I have to say, one of the cool things about NHRA drag racing, that everybody gets together and camps out there, and a good time was had by all. At that point, though, I have to say it was really hot, totally hot. Saturday, same deal. Very, very hot at the end of Saturday. We were roasting all the performances on the racetrack, except for those final runs down the track on Saturday night after the rain had come. Kind of cooled things off. We saw some great performances. And then Sunday morning race day, I woke up, look outside the window. I think, we're done. There is no way. It is about to pour on us any second. And yet somehow, some way, we made it to the final round in Top Fuel. The reason we got to the final in Top Fuel is because we got a large portion of the first round of Top Fuel completed, and then some oil downs backed up everything else. So we were running basically a half a round behind with everybody else except for Top Fuel, so they get to the Top Fuel final round. The end of it all, though, I think everybody was absolutely spent. You think about it, you watch the TV show, the show goes off, you see a winner, Morgan Lucas hoists the trophy, you hear him on WFO radio, that's it, it's over. Then I'm thinking about all these NHRA people behind the scenes, they're loading trucks, they're pulling out, all the teams pulling out. It's a wild time at the end of an event like that, but it's really amazing that they got the event in to a point that they're able to figure it out and run it at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals, which are coming up in a couple weeks. WFO Radio will be live at the U.S. Nationals. We will be on location covering the stories, getting you up close and personal, and that will be brought to you by the folks at Redline Oil once again. So big thanks to our friends at Redline Oil for sponsoring our Chevrolet Performance U.S. National coverage. Looking forward to bringing you that on location from Indy. It's going to be special. It's going to be spectacular. Big thanks to the folks at Redline Oil. And I am hearing big things about the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. One of the things that I'm hearing, Competition Plus is reporting that top eliminator tickets for the 60th annual Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals are sold out. And reserved seats are going fast. If you're going to be in the area, this is one that you've got to go to. You've got to go out there because, well, there's just a myriad of different things going on. I can't even begin to tell you. There are things that I know about that I don't even know that I'm supposed to tell you. Surprises and spectacular things and et cetera and so on. I'll be there. I'm going to be there every day. Every day. I think this will be the first time that I call the whole event from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And it'll be a miracle if my voice makes it through the entire event. I'm already planning some sort of backup plan. I'm working on the voice software. 6035, 214 miles per hour, right lane, winner. I was joking about that this week, but it might be in the future of drag racing at some point. Computers take over the jobs of NASCAR or of announcers. Who knows? Who knows? Speaking of NASCAR, we'll be talking about that on the Ignition Show. Jeff Gordon, another victory. Some more behind-the-scenes stuff. Everyone knows that the Ignition Show is where we have a lot of fun. And the Nitro Show is an interview show about the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series drivers. They are the stars of this program. Met a lot of WFO radio listeners out there in the zoo. Met a great friend, Pro Road Trippin'. Been following on Twitter and been listening since the satellite days. We reminisced a little bit about those days and some good time stuff. Also, don't forget to vote for your favorite driver in the Traxxas Shootout. A lot of racers trying hard to be voted in. There's a lot of campaigning going on in Funny Car and in Top Fuel. So don't forget to vote on the NHRA Facebook page. Vote, 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 which is kind of cool. The voting. Oh, and the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I have been called out by several people. I am working on it. Apparently, you have to do it rapidly, and we can't do anything rapidly, but we might do it. So we're working on it. Keep an eye out on that, the Ice Bucket Challenge. We're hoping the fad passes very rapidly, but it is for a great cause, and so keep your eye out for that as well. But remember, you can vote for your favorite driver for the Traxxas Shootout. A lot of fun things. Some other news coming out of CompetitionPlus.com. Aaron Stanfield, 19-year-old, son of Greg Stanfield, going to be out there running at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals in Pro Stock. That's kind of cool. The whole Pro Stock class was very tight out there in Brainerd. Interesting things happening. Of course, DSR is going to have their open house at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. We're going to try to make it out there to that as well. Just make your plans. 9th annual. And they have raised a lot of money for the folks at O'Reilly's Children's Hospital. And that is, when is that going on? It goes on. It's free from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. So, of course, check your schedule. Get a chance to see the inside of DSR. All kinds of cool stuff. It was a great weekend. It was a lot of fun. Now, here on the WFO radio side of things, of course, we want you to get subscribed to the show. Subscribe so you get the show every week. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to everything we've got. Because more and more, we're putting new things on the website. Like, for instance, this past week, if you were going to the WFOradio.com website, you could see my Instagram feed and all the great photographs that I was posting. Some cool stuff. There was a Chevy Nova called the Money Pit that I basically did my best impression of a photo gallery magazine spread of the car. Front, back, side, interior. The thing was gorgeous. I didn't even get to meet the owner. I hope he doesn't mind me taking pictures of his car. Great shots of Annie Whiteley's top alcohol dragster. Matt Hagen interacting in the pits. You can check it out. That's basically my Instagram feed. But we've got it up on WFOradio.com. Also, something that we were very proud to do a couple of weeks ago, you can check out the gallery from the Daryl Gwynn Foundation, An Evening with Emerson, and all the photographs. Emerson Fittipaldi and Ryan Hunter Ray, who wins another IndyCar race. Hunter Ray is just beginning to dominate now. But some very cool photographs from the event at Ferrari Maserati of Fort Lauderdale. And for a great cause, check out the gallery. You can see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Also, the Jeep Cherokee that we reviewed a couple of weeks back at Marlins Park. More and more photographs, more and more galleries to check out on WFOradio.com. I know people like to spend a little time on the website. Ooh, look, pretty girls. And believe it or not, I'm seeing a lot of these things for the first time myself. But we've got the archive. We've got all the interviews with the racers. The show last week with Erica Enders, Brittany Force, and Angie Smith, and Susan Wade, all ladies on the show, got a lot of positive feedback. And a lot of people are telling me, well, the WFO Radio app is the way that I listen. And hopefully you've enabled push notifications so that you can know when everything is new. And something I did last week that I did not mention, there is a video now in the video section. I did it for Throwback Thursday after we had been on the air. This is like 2 weeks ago now. A video from 1993 of me on television bracket racing. A local television show, back when there were such things, wanted to do a feature on fathers and sons that raced together. So it was 1993. They did a feature. They followed us through our bracket racing. We won the event. So you want to see like a 20-year-old Joe Costello bracket racing, his 1978 Trans Am that I still have. Check it out. It's interesting. But we won the thing. That's most important. At the end of the day, I get to go and hug my dad after winning an event. Made me feel like these big-time guys out there in the Mellow Yellow Series. So it was a good time. Lots of cool stuff up on the WFOradio.com website. And, of course, we encourage you to share with your friends. Share, share, retweet, retweet, repeat, all of that stuff. I had a lot of WFO Radio listeners out there in the zoo come up and say they love the show. It means so much because we work very, very hard to put this together. It's not easy. Chasing down the drivers, dealing with the schedules, but they help us out as best as they possibly can. We're working on our 2015 stuff right now, working together on getting some new marketing partners for 2015. All that is happening right now. We're going to try to keep the WFO Radio juggernaut running right through the off season because we don't stop. That's going to do it. Certainly appreciate everybody coming on board and all the nice things people had to say out there at Brainerd. We will be in Indy. Here's my schedule, just so you know. I will be in Indy. I will be in Charlotte. You hear the ads for the first race of the NHRA Countdown. You can get your tickets by clicking the banner ad on the front page of WFOradio.com. I'm sure they're tracking that. So give that banner a click and get your tickets and check out everything that you can get, all the amenities. Of course, we're going to hear from the folks at Z-Max Dragway coming up real soon. It was a spectacular event. I will be there. I'll be at Z-Max. I will be in Indy. I will be at Dallas. Billy Myers, Texas Motorplex. We will be there as well. I will also be in Reading. So we'll try to get together with some WFO Radio listeners and hang out. All kinds of fun stuff going to be going down as we really ramp up. A lot of stuff happening. And, of course, the conclusion of the Lucas Oil Nationals will happen at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. Dave River is like, I'm still in it, baby. How cool is that? It is very, very cool. That's going to do it. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes. Thanks to everyone who listens to the show every week. Thanks to everyone who retweets the show. And if you are the first-time listener and you just clicked on it very first time, well, thank you to you. Hopefully you'll subscribe and you'll check back each week. If you like NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing, if you like NASCAR, if you like Formula One, if you like cars in general, there's chances are something on WFO Radio that you will enjoy. And if you listen every week, you will get it. It's a one-and-done kind of thing. You'll be like, all right, an interview. Now, there's a lot of things laced in between the interview that you may not understand or appreciate, that it's kind of a running thing. We want you back every week, and we build the show specifically for that, especially the interview. That's going to do it. We thank you for listening. Thanks again to everyone out there in Brainerd. It was a spectacular time. I love riding on the Nitro Pirate. Check out NitroPirate.com. to see that thing. I'll be posting my own pictures as well real soon. We had a great time. Can't say it enough, as you can tell, because I keep saying it over and over again. Thanks to Alan Reinhart for starting us off right. Thanks to Richie Crampton. Thanks to Aaron Brooks. Thanks to Forrest Lucas. Thanks to Charlotte Lucas. Thanks to Morgan Lucas. This was like all Lucas all the time. It was a spectacular, spectacular show. Thanks to Rob Geiger for setting me up with all those interviews in the winner's circle. And that's going to do it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.